Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we've been hearing that there's been some misses when it comes to emergency alerts and notifying people of wildfires and of other sorts of catastrophes, we've been wondering, you know, what is going on in terms of quality assurance and making sure we're doing things right. So we're being told that the U.S. is going to conduct a nationwide test of emergency alert systems across all phones, TVs, and radios. This is going to happen at 2 p.m. on October 4th. It's going to be in English and Spanish. And the FCC and FEMA are going to be conducting the test. This is being reported by MSN and Daily Mail. They said the purpose of the test will be to warn the public about emergencies, particularly those on a national scale, and to ensure that the systems are in place and continue to be effective. Well, I don't know if I, when the last time, I would be watching TV as a kid, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the program there would be a loud noise, and they'd say, this is a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. And they would say something. And then again, this is a test. This is only a test. And it would interrupt the show. But I was like, you know, oh, man, I was watching MacGyver or whatever. And it's like, well, you know, it's for The Price is Right. You know, Bob Barker, what was the price? I missed the price. Because you couldn't TiVo it or rewind it. But it would come through on your TV. And now that we have phones and all that, we should be able to get some pretty decent alerts. And now I get, you lose a cell phone tower, your phone won't work. If you don't have power, your TV won't work. But it should also be going through on radio. So I'm hoping people still have access to AM radio. So the FCC and FEMA is going to carry out the test. It's going to happen in two parts, from the wireless emergency alerts and the emergency alert system. Now, this is going to happen at about 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, October 4th, with a backup test on October 11th. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be on air at the time, so we'll see if it interrupts the show, which I'm totally fine with. I want to make sure that people can get alerts. FEMA said the alerts will be accompanied by a unique tone and vibration. So it's not going to be something you're going to then ignore. Stop the giggles. My phone beeps and tingles all the time, and I just ignore it because there's always somebody calling or texting or whatever, and I'll look at it later. But with something like this, it should feel different. They say the wireless emergency alert test will target all consumer cell phones and will display in either English or Spanish, depending on individual language settings. The wireless phone should receive the message only once. Cell towers will broadcast the test for approximately 30 minutes. During this time, WEA-compatible wireless phones that are switched on within range of an active cell tower or whose wireless provider participates in WEA should receive the text message. Or the test message. Consumers should expect that the message will appear on their phone saying this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. Phones that have their main menu set to Spanish will be Esta es una prueba del sistema nacional de alerta de emergencia, no se necesita acción. So it'll have, you know, messages in both English and Spanish. WEA alerts are created and set by authorized federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial government agencies through IPAWS to participating wireless providers. So, for those with disabilities, there will be also a tone and vibration. I remember the emergency alert, right, that happened in Hawaii, right, where it had notified people that there was like a missile, ballistic missile coming in. All right, yeah, we got some issues, and we got to iron out the kinks. Now, the emergency alert system will be disseminated as a common alerting protocol message via the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System Open Platform for Emergency Networks, which is IPAWS Open, according to the release. And this will go to radios and televisions. And they said this is going to be the seventh nationwide EAS test. It's going to last about a minute and be in participation with radio and television broadcasters. I'm fine with that. Cable system, satellite radio. There's been this trend to get rid of AM radio from cars. Is it because there's conservative hosts on these radios, or is it really that they're interrupting with signals? I've talked about how they can still operate electric vehicles while AM radio is working, and you need AM radio for your emergency broadcast system. So I hope people don't do stupid and try to wipe out AM radio for superfluous reasons. So we'll see. I think after we saw what happened with Maui, survivors said that the island's emergency warning system failed to alert them. So far, 55 people have been, I guess, identified as dead. We still have missing individuals. And a growing number of residents claimed that they were either not sent alerts to their cell phones or only received warnings after they fled from their home as the smoke and flames approached. They said hazard sirens in Lahaina, which was the historic town that was destroyed, didn't sound. Now, again, when you have the power down and if everything is reliant on power, that's a problem. So you need a non-power cell tower way to still be able to reach people. So I think they're still investigating as to why the sirens didn't sound. But I've heard that too, where nobody knew what was going on until they saw what was happening and with the fire and they had to flee. That's too late. And sadly, a lot of people died. And when you have very few roads to be able to get out, you got trapped. Shouldn't have happened. So, yeah, we need to make sure. And Hawaii's America, so we need to, national, FEMA needs to ensure that everything's working correctly. And from what I understood, these Hawaii alerts would happen every month. Not sure what went wrong, unless it was really reliant on electricity, so when power went out, they couldn't access the emergency. I'm not sure what happened. In the olden days, you used to always have the radio on in the background so you could get notified of things. Do we do that? No. We shut everything down. We watch TV. Go to bed. I think we should have AM radio on all the time in a corner of the house. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then you listen to me. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Show 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're tracking Idalia, or Idalia. I don't like saying Idalia because people think, well, Dahlia. No, it's Idalia, very different. Sadly, though, wrecking a lot of havoc on Florida, Georgia, hitting the Carolinas. Currently in Florida, 275,400 people do not have power. In Georgia, we're being told 123,000 people are without power. We have some isolated outages in California, which doesn't have anything to do with Idalia, but about 19,000 people don't have power in California. And in North Carolina, we have about 11,400 people without power. Power outage is obviously very, very concerning in this heat. But Idalia has been causing huge, huge storm surge. I think has now been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane, which is still about 90 mile per hour winds. Anything over 74 mile per hour is hurricane winds. And you know, we've seen the damage that tropical storms could do. So the fact that it's still a hurricane is is very, very scary. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell told reporters, according to CNN, that they are going to travel to Florida later today to survey the storm damage. Apparently, they are going to join Governor Ron DeSantis. Well, Ron DeSantis was giving an update, the power went out. And Florida knows how to deal with these. Florida is, this is not their first rodeo. A lot of flooding. I have family in Tampa Clearwater where a lot of the flooding happened. They gave me a thumbs up saying they're good. But the president has been in contact with DeSantis. They are going to give whatever aid. There's apparently 1,000 personnel currently deployed, prepared to support not just Florida, but also the other states. And it is still too soon to assess the damages, but the strongest storm to hit this part of Florida to make landfall in over 100 years. And it happened pretty quickly. We saw this slowly come into the Gulf Coast, but that Gulf... that Gulf of Mexico does seem to have the perfect temperature and be able to brew storms. Hurricane Katrina, when it hit, made landfall as a Category 3. This made landfall as a Category 3, but it didn't hover like Hurricane Katrina did, so we hopefully aren't going to see as much damage. In fact, I think where it did hit was in a not-as-populated area. So FEMA, I think, is asking for money. They say they have plenty of funding to support the ongoing efforts in Maui, as well as Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. But I think they are going to be asking Congress for more money soon. There is going to be a Madison County curfew going into effect Wednesday night. Because of the broadness and extensive damage of the hurricane, they want to make sure first responders, citizens, everybody's safe. If you stay home, these curfews. See, lockdowns is a word nobody even wants to hear. Curfew is where there's a time, in effect, where they want you not on the streets. That's 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Our lockdowns were absolutely ridiculous. Didn't make a lot of sense when you still had people going in and out and going to stores and marijuana dispensaries and liquor stores and all that. But, you know, curfews have been very commonly implemented when they want to make sure that there aren't people driving. Apparently, there's been two fatalities related to car accidents. And trucks flipping or going into a ditch. So they want fewer people on the streets. So first responders can get where they want to go. And they also want to make sure there's no looting. So, yeah, Idalia has now left hundreds of thousands of people without power. In Florida, as we spoke about, 272,000 outages plus Georgia, 108,000 outages. And interestingly, CNN says that the National Hurricane Center first forecast came on Saturday when Idalia was still a tropical depression near Cozumel. They said the projected track called for landfall on Wednesday. So there was really only about 5-day notice. And, usually we try to get as much notice as possible. I mean, imagine what happened in 1900 with Galveston, Texas, where 10,000 people died. They didn't get a lot of warning. They didn't have the tech. But interestingly, how by early Monday, that's when we got the seventh forecast, and it said Idalia is going to turn into a hurricane Category 3. And so for those people who were thinking about evacuating, they didn't really have that much time. But previous forecasts did say, according to the National Hurricane Center, we did say that there could be a track. It just finally everybody kind of took it seriously lately. Schools have been closed, even in North Carolina. Now, some people have asked, is it going to make a turnaround and come back and smack Florida again once it reaches the Atlantic? They don't think so. They think the plan is that it's going to still dissipate into the sea. So the hurricane actually knocked down a 100-year-old oak tree at the governor's mansion in Tallahassee. Casey DeSantis posted it, and it actually looks like lightning must have hit it. You see the tree cut in half, and apparently this was a 100-year-old oak tree that was trying to be preserved. Crushing when you see this stuff happen. A lot of floods. There's also with the blue moon. People are concerned with the blue moon that there's going to be higher tides. Not that the moon is blue, but it's a rare moon occurrence that can, with the gravitational pull, affect the tides. They say Biden is being briefed. I would not recommend Biden going down there again. We don't need any more fumbles. And, if he can't really pull up his sleeves and help, I would stay away until things, calm down a little bit, and then he could show his support. The Georgia governor has already been also issuing, Governor Brian Kemp has been issuing warnings. National Guard members are already assisting efforts. So trying to restore power and get people back on track. We are really, really grateful that we have the warning systems that we do. And I like to go to the weather stations and the websites and watch what's coming off West Africa, what's brewing in the Atlantic, what's brewing in the Gulf. I have family in Florida. My family in Florida did not evacuate. They've been through hundreds of hurricanes. And as I said, you know, we're not really on the coast. A family, because we never had the money to live on the coast, so most of us live a little bit more inland. And so thank God they've been safe, but the flooding's pretty bad, and they're in Clearwater, and that, you know, it's pretty bad. Luckily, there's good drain off these. This isn't Florida's first rodeo, so they know how to deal with floodings and do the best they can. Airports that have been closed, we're being told that the Tampa airport is going to reopen to inbound flights on Wednesday afternoon. The airport will fully reopen, they say, even departing flights by tomorrow, though. So inbound flights will get to land by 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Eastern, but for full operations, it'll be tomorrow. So, definitely check. Idalia's winds down to 85 miles per hour, still at Hurricane 1 status. Any hurricane status can cause damage, but the floods obviously impacting. How can you help? We need blood. And Governor DeSantis helped declare Blood Donation Day for next week during National Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week. If you don't have money to donate to Red Cross, to donate to these companies that are, going to help flood victims, if you donate blood, that's a huge help because they are unable to then do the blood drives and they lose those valuable pints that they need for local hospitals. And so if you do donate blood to Vitalant, to American Red Cross, they're subsidiaries of One Blood. One Blood is the main blood bank in Florida. Luckily, they could get blood from other blood banks if needed. Georgia is now going to feel Idalia's wrath, and then it's going to move on into the Carolinas. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many people have been concerned about the electric cars versus fuel cars. The cars are going to struggle, obviously. Salt water, it's salt water. You know, and salt water can cause corrosion and, issues. We do not want cars driving in flooded water. You know how we don't want you to get your feet wet? We don't want you to get your house wet. We don't want you to get your car wet. It does. It affects the brakes. It affects the inner workings. So try not to drive if you don't have to. Hopefully you were able to stock up on food. Don't expect DoorDash or Uber Eats to be active, until streets dry up. But, electric cars, I would really like to get, some studies done on what happened during the major snowstorms, especially Buffalo, what is happening during flooding. Before we do any nationwide campaign to get everybody to switch to electric, we really need accurate, honest studies on what is the safest thing. In Maui, were people able to flee and be stuck in traffic for hours with their electric car? Did their electric car hold, or did they run out of gas with their fuel car? We really need honest, we are now coming into preparedness month for September. FEMA is going to be doing some prepared tests. We have National Blood Donation Week coming up. Okay, we need to know how to prepare for natural disasters and which vehicle is the safest for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
News update. Idalia, the strongest hurricane to hit Florida's northern Big Bend area in 125 years. The National Hurricane Center says Idalia now an extremely dangerous Category 3 storm that will potentially have catastrophic storm surges and destructive, life-threatening 125-mile-an-hour winds. Hundreds of thousands of customers without power this morning in Florida. Just after 9 a.m., there were a little over 232,000 homes and businesses without power. 5,500 National Guardsmen and 30,000 linesmen are ready to address those power outages. Millions of people are still in the path of that storm along the East Coast. FEMA's director said he warned residents in Georgia and South Carolina areas that are prone to catastrophic inland flooding. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We knew this would happen. When there were calls to defund the police, when we were overwhelmed with COVID, when we fired first responders because of the vaccine mandate, we knew that that would allow people to take advantage. And apparently, retail theft, shoplifting has been at an all-time high. We're being told in San Mateo County that they are unveiling a new plan trying to stop a wave of retail theft on the peninsula. This is in San Mateo County, California, in the Bay Area. In response to the growing problem, San Mateo County Supervisor David Canepa, has taken a stand. They are going to, he says, enough is enough. All this retail theft, all this sort of crime, enough is enough. We really need to look at state laws. What we have in place right now is not working. The escalation of retail theft across the country is also being felt, everywhere. So their plan is they're going to create a task force on September 12th at the Board of Supervisors meeting. They're going to move forward with legislation to create a task force of the Sheriff's Office, as well as the police chiefs here in San Mateo County. He emphasized that areas like the Hillsdale Shopping Center and Serramonte have been disproportionately affected. There's been concern over Proposition 47, a measure where voters reclassified certain thefts as misdemeanors. He said, we can't go on like this. In addition, I had supported Proposition 47, which basically said you wouldn't prosecute. The crime is different at the level of up to 950. He said, I thought it was a good idea then, because we need to give people an opportunity. We need to give people a chance. He says it was a mistake. It was a big mistake, he says. And you have to acknowledge your mistake. By doing this, what we've done is we're letting people take thousands and thousands of dollars. And why should people be subjugated? So, good for him. Good for him. We always don't have to, when we make a decision, always have to be right. But owning up to when we made a mistake is so crucial. And I get, some people might have been stealing bread to feed their family. But when somebody was stealing a purse, stealing a lamp, stealing multiple, high-end things, and masks, that was the big thing with masks. If you asked me in the 1980s if I would ever walk in to a bank wearing a mask, I'd be like, no, I'd get shot by a security guard. Now people are walking into banks, people are walking into stores with masks. Now, luckily we have tech that could still hopefully find some of the thieves, but not everybody. They're wearing masks. So we'll see what happens there. Dollar Tree? Dollar Tree has been struggling and is going to discontinue some products over theft concerns. Countless viral videos are showing thieves clearing out store shelves. Employees, they got to be safe. And so all they could do is stand there and watch because, they're told, and I agree with that, don't intervene because you could get stabbed, shot. So organized retail crime, or ORC, has taken a toll on a bunch of companies, from Walmart, Home Depot, according to Best Life. Dollar Tree has spoken out about the problem. The retailer is threatening to discontinue certain products as a result. And so in a press release, they showed the financial results. Apparently, even though they had an increase in store sales, they had a surprisingly large drop of revenue in their gross profit margin, according to CNN. And apparently, their gross margin declined almost 30% in the last quarter. Retailer thinks it's because of theft. I think they were talking to some Target workers in one news article, and Target pays their employees very well, but they say it's very stressful. One of the things that's stressful is the people stealing. You could only put so much behind a counter. At some point, you have to then be a warehouse. People want to shop, they want to touch a product, they want to read the product, they want to look at it. But with people stealing, now things have to be locked up. And if things are locked up, then you have to find a worker. And if that person is busy helping multiple people, but I need to get this product. I needed a spray paint. I needed actually spray snow for my Christmas tree in Opportunity Village. And I wanted spray snow, but it was locked up because people used to steal cans of spray paint. So those are usually locked up at Walmart. Well, you got to wait. And if you're in a hurry and you're like, I know what I want, all I need to do is get this and buy it. You have a camera on me. It takes time. And so people are probably grumpy and they're probably mouthing off to individuals and workers there. So one of the anti-theft measures that I believe Dollar Tree is doing is moving certain products off the shelves behind the counter. They might also lock cases of items up, and they might actually just discontinue certain products completely. So if you're not making money on makeup and people are stealing makeup, you can't carry it. I know a lot of tooth products get stolen. And again, I mean, this is Dollar Tree. So it's not, you know, expensive goods. But if you're not going to be prosecuted because it's under $950, people are like, good, I could go and grab this and save money. Ethics are different these days. They really are. Now, what's going on at the self-checkout? Well, apparently self-checkout has been a way that a lot of people have been able to also steal. But you're being watched even closer. So according to Distractify, a Walmart employee exposes a way where they know when somebody's stealing a self-checkout. So if you're trying to fake out the weight system by not putting everything on there. So what one trick that people do is, let's say you're buying fruit and the fruit has fallen out of the bag and you have some of the fruit in your cart. So you weigh the half empty bag, you get that weight, then you, oh, I dropped some fruit. You put the fruit in the bag. When you walk out, they go, oh, okay, well, there's your bag of fruit. Looks like you paid for the fruit. But they get out of some of the... It's ridiculous. And another thing some people do is when you buy a case of water, each water bottle has its own bar code. So what they might do is rather than scanning the barcode for the whole case, they may only hit the barcode for the one single one. I hit the barcode. And it's only for one single bottle. So there's a lot of BS that can happen. So a Walmart employee had spoken about a device developed by Zebra Technologies. And apparently it's a tech that is designed for retailers to spy on customers, especially the goods that are going through checkout. The device will monitor the items customers scan, and if anything seems wrong, it'll register alerts. The scanner is supposed to ascertain whether or not if the customers are scanning everything and putting them in their bags at checkout. I think there's also a way for cameras to see what you are rolling up towards the self-checkout. And then they could see if everything that got bought. It's ridiculous. What's probably going to happen is, was it Amazon where if you wanted to take the good, you know how they had staffless stores, and how they did that was as you took the sandwich or as you took the product, it deducted it from your Apple Pay or something like that, or as you left the door. That's probably how it has to work, where eventually, and that's going to be expensive. If you think going to these stores are expensive now, wait till they have to introduce all that tech. But you can't leave until it, and also probably scans to make sure you have the money ahead of time. But if you have an individual that's low income that doesn't have the tech, they might not be able to buy at those stores. So that's why there's been some hesitancy on, you know, introducing that kind of tech. But that's probably where it's going to go, where you can't even take the product unless it can already be deducted. Just like your, I don't know if you've been in a hotel, those little mini bars, you get charged the second that product gets removed, whether you use it or not. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a physician, I could not do the work that I do if it wasn't for the fantastic, amazing work of pharmacists. And these pharmacists make or break us physicians. When you have a physician that is overwhelmed, not double-checking people's drug interactions, checking the accuracy of the medication they're on, their allergies. These pharmacists pick it up. They are one of the last lines of defense for medication errors, and we are so, so grateful to the pharmacists. We are also very grateful to the pharmacists for being there for vaccinations, being there for patient questions, being there throughout this pandemic, some being open 24 hours. And I think they are probably some of the most underappreciated healthcare workers in the healthcare industry. So when I hear that they're being asked to take a pay cut, oh, hell no. Hell no. And unfortunately, it's coming. Walmart has been one of the first to ask pharmacists to take a pay cut and to cut back their hours. Now, Walmart, we're being told, was apparently one of many pharmacies that got sued for the opioid crisis, which I am so against. Being a physician and seeing how opiates were prescribed, seeing what's happening at the border, seeing opiates come across and come in from other countries, you're really going to blame the pharmacists and the pharmacies? I'm baffled. And this report coming out from the New York Post said Walmart agreed in late 2022 to pay $3.1 billion as its share of an opioid-related legal settlement. Well, as a result, their 16,000 pharmacists are now getting spanked. And I think this is ridiculous. I think this is going to really, really hurt healthcare. And I get that some people felt that the marketing that these pharmaceutical companies did was misleading. But I'm telling you right now, I mean, as a physician with my training, anybody coming into my office saying this medication isn't addictive, they get thrown out of my office. I mean, I'd be nice about it, but I'm like, sorry. Yeah. Like when the Vioxx reps had said, oh, it doesn't affect the heart. I'm like, but my patient's blood pressure is off. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to write it. We doctors are big boys and girls, and we can handle, talking to these reps if we have to. But they went after pharmacies on the basis of the pharmacist filled the prescription that the doctor gave them. Well, if a pharmacist is damned if they do, damned if they don't, you need to give them a little bit more guidance. But I only had one pharmacist in my whole career not fill a medication and actually give advice that would have hurt the patient's kidneys. I had taken a patient off medication because their kidney status wanted to switch it, and I've never had this happen in my career. And this one pharmacist had taken it upon themselves, so saying, what is she doing? You should double the medicine you're on. It's cheaper. Okay, well, the person had renal issues. So when the person came in and I saw their kidney status worse, I'm like, oh my gosh, well then I guess it isn't the new medicine. They go, what new medicine? I go, I switched your diabetes medicine. They go, my pharmacist told me to double it. Okay, no, that is overstepping. I only had one person do that. It was once when I called them, they denied doing it, but they never did it again. I was nice about it. I'm like, the patient said they did this. I'm dealing with, some issues here. I couldn't go into too much detail from HIPAA, but they backed down pretty quickly and they didn't do that again. But if a pharmacist does not fill a prescription that a healthcare provider writes, they could lose their license. So, and if you remember in the early 2000s, doctors were getting sued for not providing pain control. Law scholars, there was I don't know if it was a brief or it was in a ruling, but there was one legal scholar saying not only should a doctor be sued for malpractice, for not providing adequate pain control, but they should be also criminally charged. So now you're going to ask pharmacists to put patients into pain or narcotic withdrawal? So apparently the legal system found culpability of the pharmacies with this opioid crisis. Meanwhile, by the way, opioid deaths are rising. Opioid overdoses are rising. With all the restrictions and all the lawsuits and all the changes, the numbers are still going up. Can we please address what is actually happening? But they don't want to look at the border. They don't want to look at China. Medicine's coming in. They don't want to look at the underground market. they want to go after a pharmacy chain. So Walmart has revenue issues. They also probably are having retail thefts, things like that. So in order to deal with the cost, they're asking pharmacists to cut their pay and to take less hours. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, if you aren't having access to your doctor and you're having questions of your medicine, you guys have been getting free access to these pharmacists. If a pharmacist now has to take on the same load that they did for less money and for fewer hours, they're probably going to retire early or they're going to leave. Walmart has been known to offer everything. You got your coffee, you got your groceries, you got your goods, you got your pictures, photography, passport photos, pharmacies, so does CVS and Walgreens, but, I mean, Walmart has been your one-stop shop. Pharmacists are going to quit, and we need our pharmacists. In fact, many government healthcare reforms have included implementing more of the pharmacist education level and what they're able to do in terms of medical decisions. I think pharmacists should have the choice. We deputize them to manage COVID, to give Paxlovid and do things, and you know, I think it should be their choice because they know what they know and they whatever they're comfortable with. And if they don't have the staff and they have to be filling prescriptions, they might not have time for all the extra stuff. Or if that's what they want to do, then fine. They know, you know, they're very highly trained individuals. But if you're going to start asking them to take less money. Okay, we do not need a shortage in our pharmacies. When the lockdown was going on, I was amazed at how these overworked pharmacists and techs were working 24/7. And the lines, the only lines I saw that were huge during the lockdown was fast food, marijuana dispensaries. God, people were out the door. And pharmacies. The lines to pharmacies were huge because people needed to get their medication. They were calling doctors online through telemedicine. The pharmacies are open. Yeah, we doctors could be locked down. We doctors could be in a room. But the pharmacists had to be out there. They had to be out there among other people. It being exposed. So you don't screw with the pharmacist, okay? That's what you do. There's two phrases of medicine, and I can't really use the word because it includes something similar to fire truck, but you don't fire truck the pancreas and you don't fire truck a pharmacist. You don't mess with and that's what they're going to do. And again, you know, is it all Walmart's fault? $3.1 billion? They're you know, if the state guidelines are you fill a prescription, then you got to change the guidelines and say, well, this is what you do if there's a narcotic. And they're doing that now. But after the fact, say, well, you filled prescriptions. That's what the pharmacies were supposed to do. And it seems like they want to go after everybody for this opioid crisis except the cartels or except China or whoever is bringing these drugs in or the drug dealers. If, honestly, if the powers that be in the legal system spend 1/1,000th the energy addressing where the opioid crisis really was than what they did with pharmacies and pharmacists and pharmaceutical companies, we might be lowering drug deaths and drugs coming in as we speak. But they went for the hanging grapes. Is that what they call it? The grapes? Whatever the analogy is. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.